Shalom Chavirim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that is Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick, live in the studio, finally. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Someone's gonna win a coupon for bagels today, and I have a really exciting guest. I'll be doing a live phone interview with Dr. Eric Braverman. He is the director of Path Medical and the clinical professor of integrative medicine in the Department of Neurology Surgery at Weill Cornell Medical Center. He has conducted extensive research in anti-aging medicine, bring it on, and in brain trauma and health. He's also authored several books. One of them, you've got to love the title, The Younger, Thinner You Diet. I'm telling you, it's going to be such a fun interview. He's a Jewish believer, and I've got great music as well. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. So did you know that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation? Well, it's true. We are a congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who love Yeshua. That's how you say Jesus in Hebrew. And we fellowship on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while there, you'll want to look at the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is located, again, right at Shema Yisrael. It's open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7, Thursdays from 1 to 6, Saturdays right after services starting at about noon, and during the summer, it's even at the public market from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. So check out the Fig Tree Bookstore or at Shema, or go visit them at the public market. And while you're at the Fig Tree, you can get prayer shawls, you can get CDs, books about sharing Messiah, books about the Jewish holidays, cards and jewelry, and shofars. Also, if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berth HaDashah at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Right now, Jonathan is telling us how to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Yes, Shabbat shalom. I love to say Shabbat shalom. I wish peace for everyone. You know, sometimes we just are so full of fear and anxiety, and God says, no, I want to give you peace. Trust me, I've got this. I've got this. Well, I thought, since I'm interviewing a Jewish believer today, that I would play one of my favorite songs from Marty Goetz. This is from the CD Psalm Enchanted Evening, and it's called A Jew Born Anew.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. All of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see. Complete
with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah would come to die for a show like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on Bar Mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew Yah would come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to you. He's the blessed Messiah. He's the Lion of Judah. And he wants to do to you what he did to me. To live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So
the light. And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born a Jew. Am I? Hey!
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you, Marty. So nice to hear your voice. I was seeing some wonderful pictures of Marty and his wife and his grandchild at the Wailing Wall, or the Western Wall, as they call it, in Israel on Facebook. Such nice pictures. And by the way, I just want to say it's so nice to be back live in the studio. My husband and I went to California for a vacation. He had never been there before. I had been there a couple of times, and we visited LA, and then we visited San Francisco. And yes, I did leave my heart in San Francisco. It was wonderful. It was fabulous. But it's nice to be back, and I want you to know that soon I'll be talking with Dr. Eric Braverman, and he is such an interesting man because he has done research about how to keep your brain and your body healthy. And he can, you know, he knows a lot about controlling your blood sugar. He knows about natural prescriptions for Parkinson's. He knows how to extend your lifespan for your brain. I mean, how to keep your brain healthy. And there are so many different topics that we can discuss. We can talk about growing new brain cells while getting thin, for example, or increasing your memory and attention as you age. So it's going to be a really interesting interview. So I encourage you to stay tuned. And since we're going to be focusing on health, I love this next song. It's from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This is Baraki Nafshi from Sue Samuel. The CD is Home Away From Home. Remembers his love. Yes, beautiful song, Sue Samuel. Again, the CD is Home Away From Home, Baraki Nafshi. All right, next, here is exciting news from Upper Cervical Chiropractic.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester in upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Check them out online, www.ucccroc.com. All right, this next artist is a sweet lady. I actually had the opportunity to see her in L.A. when I was there, and she's going to be here live at Shamayas Royale on July 21st. Sally Klein O'Connor, she's waiting for the King of Jews.
Sometimes I stand in line. Seems like I'm waiting forever. Feels like I'm doing time. Some people wait for a phone call. Some for a check in the mail. I just sit tight for my sake. I've got those long anticipating Donkey Nimby Satan waiting for the King of Jews blues. Those rapture without warning still here in the morning waiting for the King of Jews. Dividend comes out, biding my time for my Lord. I've got those long anticipating Donkey Nimby Satan waiting for the King of Jews blues. Those guests I'll take a plumbing till the second coming waiting for the King of Jews. Waiting for the King of Jews.
Kelly Klein O'Connor. Again, if you like her music, you're going to want to see her in person at Shemaya's Royale on Saturday, July 21st. Shemaya is at 1326 North Winton Road. Our services are at 10 o'clock a.m. And Sally really blessed us the last time she ministered here in person, so I know you're going to want to see her, and I hope to see you there as well. Well, I'm excited that I have sponsors that have been with me for a long time now, and this is how I stay on the air. And if you are listening to this program and you want to help me stay on the air, you can just go to bagelsandblessings.com. And right there, you'll see a donate button. Feel free to click on that and donate anything your heart's desire, you know, from $5 to $500. I don't care as long as you donate something and help me stay on the air. Well, right now, I want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They have been sponsoring this program for quite a while now. They're wonderful, family-owned and operated. If you need someone to come out and check your furnace or replace your hot water tank or install central air conditioning, you're going to want to give them a call at 889-7840-585-889-7840. They are the best in town. They love the Lord, and I can't say enough good things about them. So if you need anything done, like I say, or replace a hot water tank, or check your furnace, get a new furnace, get some central air, or maybe your air conditioning just needs to get cleaned, give them a call today, 585-889-7840, because they are excellent. And you can tell them that Ethel sent you. All right, remember, guys, Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Here's Joel Chernoff.
Though the nations rage against you, O Jerusalem, know this, that the Lord your God is with you. For does not the prophet Isaiah say, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper"? So I say unto you, fear not, O Jerusalem. Fear not, Tel Aviv. Fear not, Haifa and Tiberias. Fear not, sons of David. For the Lord your God is with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Thus saith the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Thus saith the Lord. Rise up,
sons of Israel, fear not, people of God, for it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Rise up, all ye sons of Jacob, rise up, all ye cities of Judah, rise up.
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight. I know that Pesach will be ending soon.
Okay, folks, I'm going to take the first caller at 222-2990. If you can tell me how you were a blessing to someone this week, call now, 222-2990. Tell me how you were a blessing to someone this week, and you get a coupon for bagels.
It'll be the greatest, so gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight. For 8 days I've been bagel free. All that matzah is getting to me. No bread or leaven, they're sure in heaven. Oh, little bagels, what I'm waiting for.
All right, folks, we don't have time for you to go on the air, but you can still call at 222-2990 if you have a testimony of how you were a blessing to someone this week. I'll let Peter decide if it's the winner, and you'll get a coupon for bagels. But I am so excited to talk with someone who's pretty famous in the medical field, Dr. Eric Bremerman. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, it's a blessing to be with you.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited. Now, you are a Jewish believer in Messiah, and before we get into all the fantastic, exciting research that you have done, and I mean, it is really exciting, whew, can you tell me a little bit about how a nice Jewish boy like you found faith in Messiah Yeshua?
Well, many are chosen, I guess, but very few are called, and I was not really a seeker of religion per se. I bumped into the dean at Princeton, at the Princeton Brain Research Center, and he told me to read the New Testament. And so I read the Old and New Testament again, and I was still unable to grasp it. And so then I had two deaths in my family on the same day, essentially. And I asked God, actually asked Jesus. I don't know why I asked Jesus, but I asked Jesus, why are you such an anti-Semite? One was buried with an Israeli flag. I know it sounds funny, but why did he make it so hard on Jews to be in a Christian world? And the answer was that he wasn't the anti-Semite. The Romans were, and that people who didn't know him. And so I took the cross. I took the stripes of the American flag, the stripes of Jesus, and put it into a red cross inside my father, who was the commander of the Hatikvah, Haganah Hatikvah, which is the national anthem, and made the Star of David with a red cross, a blue Star of David with a red cross, and envisioned a new profession. I had a real vision, an experience, where I saw a new profession of rabbi physicians, rabbi lawyers, rabbi, you know, where the medical and legal professions were transformed into Christ and put under Christ's guardianship. And I saw the cross put back into the Star of David, almost like putting a baby back into the womb.
Wow.
It stretches the womb across the whole body. So I saw the Star of Israel cross, the cross of stars, seven stars of David put into the shape of a cross, stretching across the world. So it's been a long journey since that revelation at age 21. And of course, I was in medical school, and it was obvious to me that Jesus was a healer of, you know, leprosy, a healer of medical seizures. He was actually a general medical neuropsychiatric healer of a wide variety of psychotic illnesses, epilepsy, Parkinson, dropsy would be heart failure. So the terms are generally lost to most believers, but dropsy is heart failure, and paralysis agitans, if you look at, is Parkinson's. Demon possession, psychosis, epilepsy. So it's really quite a range of things that he healed. And that's what generals over the have command of illness do. So I've been trying to imitate that way of life ever since.
Wow, that is so interesting. So a nice Jewish boy finds his Messiah, and you have dedicated your life to helping others heal. So I have a question for you, Dr. Braverman. Are we victims of our heredity, or are there things that we can actively do to change our physiology?
Well, you know, Jewish thinking has always been helpful. You learn from the Talmud and from rabbis, keep in one pocket that you're made, you know, that you're going to be made from God, B'Tselem Hashem, in the image of God, and the other pocket keep that you're from dust and ashes. That's where your, you know, your future destiny is dirt. All right. And so most of these discussions in science follow that same light. And light is a pun intended. There was a debate whether light's a wave and a particle, and it's both. There's a debate whether it's genetic, you know, nature or nurture, they call it, genetic or up to you to make your, you know, your health, and the answer is it's both. I mean, obviously, I can't give you a transgender pill to be a man this weekend, and I can't give you a trans eyeball pill to change your eyes if mine are blue to brown, and I can't turn myself into an Anakim, a 7'2" person to play for the Knicks when I'm 5'10". So we know that we can't change some aspects of genetic nature. You can't change your skin. And maybe God will have a good sense of humor with us one day and change the color of our insides, which is all the same. Everybody has a green gallbladder. And instead, there's a variation of skin tone, but there's not much variation of internal color. Nonetheless, we can change a lot, but we can't change everything. And the ultimate purpose of all science, medicine, and faith is to defeat death. The last enemy of mankind to be defeated is death. The bruising of death, the fancy term for death, is aging. all right, that's a secular term, and everybody talks about, you know, aging with grace and all that, but we've been trying to defeat aging for thousands of years. The lifespan in the United States has gone from 25 to 75 and 80, and if tomorrow the lifespan goes to 800, there'll still be work to do, but it's possible to envision a lifespan of 800. The United States was conceived in a new order of things. That new order from New England to New Jerusalem to New Jersey to New York, the word new.
It makes all things new.
Yes, all things new. The word new was intended intentionally to represent the new order of things. That new order will be a new lifespan. This flesh corruptible, be incorruptible.
Oh,
in the meantime, we're not at that genetic scientific point. That point will be similar to the atomic bomb brought us to the nuclear age. The next age will be the nucleus age. The cell nucleus will not age at the same rate. In the meantime, each of us needs to improve our health. There are many things we can do. You know, it's a continual battle. Every single human being has a daily battle for well-being. That means stopping shortening for women in menopause when their ovaries die, stop the hair loss, the dry skin, the pear fat, the menis, the testosterone and hormones drop. We get bellies. I'm still fighting now for the first time a belly at 60 years old. We all are continuously struggling in the East Coast and the cities due to air pollution, pollution rhinitis, allergies, and others. Struggling to keep both nostrils open.
I'm telling you.
Struggle with our teeth.
Sure.
You know, we're struggling with our sex lives, our relationships. Everybody, about at least one out of three people, struggling to sleep every night in the ideal manner. They're struggling to breathe well while they sleep. They're struggling. Struggling to keep your bowels healthy.
All right, well, let me just interrupt you because you have written about so many different aspects of health, and obviously in, you know, 15 minutes or so, we're not going to have time to talk about all of them. So let's focus on one particular thing. Let's focus on the younger, thinner you diet. Now, you say you can grow new brain cells while getting thin. Now, a lot of people listening to this program right now are overweight and would love to be thinner, and they've tried amazing diets that haven't been so amazing. Now, how is your book different from other diet books?
Well, first of all, diet won't do it. Your metabolism's old. So here's the problem. The problem is, at 18 years old, I ate, generally speaking, I had a whale for breakfast. Fins were a little bit chewy on the whale. I'd eat an elephant for lunch. And then for dinner, I'd like to top it off with a rhino, and I'd like to use the head of the rhino's horn to work as a toothpick. But nonetheless, what I mean by that is that I certainly ate 20,000 calories and didn't gain a pound, all right? And so the real story of Eric Braverman at 18, as it was for Mark Spitz and other athletes, is that we started our day with steak, eggs, cheddar cheese, a gallon of orange juice. We topped it off with Häagen-Dazs and chocolate syrup, and, you know, we went off to the races, you know? So there was six pancakes even with maple syrup and butter, and we didn't gain a pound. All right, so metabolism is dead, and diet won't solve it. Metabolism grays. The fat sticks to your body. Leptin becomes very elevated, a hormone connecting brain and fat. And so the leptin levels go up to 150 if you see these gigantic women with tricep fat and 50% body fat in men and women. You'll see leptin resistance severe. That means that you can't eat any calories. Women will gain weight complaining they ate an olive and fasted 40 days like Moses, and they gain 10 pounds.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
I'm going to explain it to you. There's 10 I'm having a breakthrough publication, which we hope will include the National Institute of Health, which is published with me before, and here's what we publish. The brain loss of cerebral blood flow and the loss of brain cells accounts for ballpark 25% slowing of metabolism. The thyroid gets nodular, so most people are hypothyroid and need iodide and thyroid, another 10%. The pancreas glucagon levels are damaged, and there's a new shot of glucagon, one shot per month, per week, that will fix the pancreas. And that fix of the pancreas helps the metabolism, enormous weight loss. the brain's dopamine levels drop so much with weight loss, with weight gain, that you have to take Tenuate, Wellbutrin, Phentermine, Prelude. There's a whole host of them. Most people cannot possibly sustain weight loss without a dopamine repair system, a thyroid repair system, a pancreatic repair system. Then there's intestinal problems of all sorts that require probiotics like yogurt or something else. They require fiber to get the bowels moving better. There's carnitine water and metabolic changes that we do with carnitine, magnesium, and leptin busters, that the supplement that I offer everybody for weight loss.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about dopamine for a second. How does a person increase their dopamine levels?
Well, we give them L-Dopa, I give them my brain energy supplement, but there's a big problem. The problem is with age, with this big fat accumulation, with age, most people have a shrinking brain. So what we discovered on a 15 times more powerful MRI called 3T MRI, which also includes a neuroquant quantification done by a group of Nobel laureates from Scripps, I think, but they have shown me, at least, that you have a big problem with age. You have a shrinking brain.
Uh-oh.
Not as bad. Yeah, not as bad as the old movies where they stuck a small head on top of the end of a pole. And that's why people shrink. But pretty bad. In other words, the metabolic output of people is really quite low with age. And one of my favorite verses about Jesus is, if all the things that Jesus did could be written down, I suppose all the books of the world could not contain them. So that kind of sustained high energy that he manifested is very rare, and the majority of people are born struggling with energy. They're struggling with fatigue. And the good news is they can fix it, but you have to get them to think the way they do about their internal health, the way most women and to some degree men think about their outer appearance. So a woman gets ready for dinner in East Hampton, where I'm hanging out today. She does her nails, she brushes her hair, her lips are just right, she tweezes a few eyebrow hairs, she makes her makeup, she does her skirt, she makes sure it matches, she irons it, and she does all that work for just one little appearance, right? The problem is, metabolically, obesity is an advanced illness of 10 little things that you got to do. You're going to have to you have to breathe. You got to do the neti pot. You know, everyone learns that they're supposed to brush their teeth and floss 4 minutes a day. Well, they better start thinking 4 minutes a day on sinuses. Then you got to start thinking, well, what am I going to do about my pancreas? I mean, people have to think in terms of, what am I going to do to get blood sugar resistance and consistency? And sure, you want to eat well, which is the rainbow, you know, the rainbow over Jesus' throne is symbolized by five different colored fruits and vegetables. But what about the fact that most people can't lose weight and sustain it? And then you got another problem, which is muscle mass. Weak frame means weak brain. And the majority of women have a massive dropout of muscle mass from 30 on. They call this disease sarcopenia in the medical literature, and that sarcopenia is reversible, but then requires some kind of hormone supplementation.
Okay, well, before you go any further, I'd like to break it down in layman's terms real simply, like for our listening audience. If someone would say to you right now, what are some simple things, real simple things I can do to increase my dopamine levels, increase my metabolism, just real simple things.
Do the neti pot and breathe. Get yourself L-Dopa and brain energy. Improve your metabolism and bowel function with magnesium and fiber. Get yourself every day onto some kind of probiotic. Ask your doctor about the following hormones, which is glucagon, thyroid, or get yourself a thyroid ultrasound and see if you have a nodule. Get yourself iodide and thyroid if you do. Get yourself a glucagon fix. Ask your diet doctor about some kind of weight loss aid. And talk to an anti-aging specialist about what hormones can I take to change my life and keep my muscle and keep myself young. And men, it's testosterone, and women, it's estrogen. So I made that simple, even though it's a lot. It sounds like a lot. It isn't. It's no different than a pedicure, manicure, getting rid of some old skin on the back of your heel, brushing your teeth, getting your hair color done, and we're picking the right outfit. So women do it every day, but there is, because here's what's really how this connects, Ethel. Because people don't recognize the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, because Messiah, as you say, it has not penetrated in his deepest thoughts about what the meaning of health is, that the scripture is not known, and Jesus said, not knowing the scriptures, you do greatly err. The bulk of American medicine remains Roman medicine, neglecting the brain and the Holy Spirit, neglecting the power of prayer, and neglecting the comprehensive general overview that you want to have when you believe that the body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh or the Holy Spirit. So ultimately, as long as medicine is practiced in a Roman fashion, even if people are nominally Christian, you're going to have nothing but failure with the number one cost-expensive problem of the United States, which is fat, being fat. And so I'm going to guarantee your audience, look, anyone in your audience tonight gets a free book, Younger, Thinner You, from me. They call my office at 888-231-7284. 888-231-7284. Number two, anyone can have a free consult with me. I'm glad to do it. I'll find time to talk to them. I'll give them a brief consult, so courtesy, so they can understand the connection if they want more explanation. But I'll give them a free book, a free life extension magazine. They get on my email newsletter and remember what I'm telling you.
So 888-231-7284, and they should mention that they heard it on Bagels and Blessings?
Yeah, but Bagels and Blessings. But here's the thing. You should know that what we need to do here is study the New Testament from the medical perspective. And you'll see the elements of what I just said. Jesus lays hands on the head. You'll see not knowing the scriptures do greatly err. You'll see in the Bible a warning against eating fat in Leviticus, warning against eating sugar in Proverbs. All right, you'll see the high priest studying skin diseases, sexual factors, drug factors. You'll see addiction as a big factor in the Bible. You'll see the wide range of healing that Jesus does. So what we want to do is make sure that people apply the scripture to their own health, and I can help them do it.
That is fantastic. Just want to remind the listeners, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I have the privilege of speaking live today with Dr. Eric Braverman from New York City, and he has said that if you call 888-231-7284, you will get a free book and a free magazine, and I highly encourage you to call. His books are amazing. So you must be healthier than most people and have more energy than most people.
I think I get that result. But, you know, there's no guarantee that just because people do things right that things will go well with them. I mean, tons of Christians believed in Jesus and had their head ripped off by lions. and tons of Jews were right in some of their faith in Jesus, and they still ended up being taken back and turned into homosexual slaves for the Romans. There are tons of Jewish believers and Jehovah's Witnesses and people who had different views, but they had some great faith, and they still got cooked and gassed in Auschwitz. We're very fortunate. As Jesus said, when the tower fell on people, we're not necessarily less of a sinner than those people. So therefore, every day is a day of repentance for me. I'm thankful that, generally speaking, I view myself as having a superior energy, superior capacity to continue the fight. And I'd like to show people my Instagram. They'll see me serving and communicating the message to everybody I go to, from generals to vice presidents to governors to senators. But I'm going to die like everybody else, hopefully not right away.
Oh, goodness. You mentioned about fats. Now, what about healthy fats? What are the fats that we should be eating?
I think when an olive oil outlives us by about 1,900 years, 2,000-year-old olive trees, I think we need to take olives pretty seriously and olive oil very seriously. I think it's the cornerstone of both Israeli and Mediterranean diets. I'm still a fan of safflower oil. I still think, canola oil can be good. But there's no question that I'm an olive oil fan first.
What about avocados?
I love them. I think they're really nice to put into your salads and your diet. But, I like the New Testament diet of Jesus, where he's living on fish. I think that He's not living on shellfish. You know, for those who want to say that Jesus is not a Jew yesterday, a Jew today, and a Jew forever, it's obvious he is, and that he's validated being a Jew for all time. All right, furthermore, he's validated Moses for all time by keeping the festivals, and he's validated not eating rodents, better known as shrimp and lobster. All right, that doesn't mean you can't be a good Christian and eat lobster. There's tons of people that eat lobster, and they still remain more in control of their speech than I do. And they do many other of the 613 commandments that Moses puts into the Bible's Constitution that Madison and others drew upon to make the U.S. Constitution. There are many, many ways in which we all fall short of the glory. And right now, the goal here is that anyone listening, I can make you healthier today. I can give you tips, like in this winter, when you can't breathe, extra vitamin A from cod liver oil to just taking 25,000 A, buying a steam shower, buying a facial steamer. These are great. The women dry out everywhere. There's no question that I was right, that we're made in the image of God, as it says in Scripture. And horse estrogen was a failure, but natural estrogen's a home run. There's natural testosterone. The Bible's right. We're made male and female. Women tend to need natural estrogen and testosterone. Men tend to need primarily testosterone, and sometimes they may need estrogen when they get prostate problems. But there is a breakthrough. There's also a medical school that we have to create that's sort of like Seventh-day Adventist. They've created a health medical school, a Christ-based medical school. I don't think that we have to be totally vegetarian. They've added made a lot of contributions as a society. And we do need to basically put all knowledge and all medicine under Jesus Christ. And Jesus has a teaching on politics. He has a teaching on law. He has a teaching on medicine. And ultimately, he is the commander of hope. And hope is the national anthem of Israel. And the hope of the world remains Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. And I want to make sure that we give our listeners information on how they can get your books. Where is the best website to go to get your books?
Well, you can get 10 of my books on Amazon, but they'll pay more money, and they're welcome to do it. And they can your particular audience can call for a free book, and I'll be glad to talk to them about that and get my free newsletter at 888-231-7284.
So that's the best number to call.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually the best number. Sometimes toll-free numbers are iffy. Another number is 212-213-6155. But, you know, if you have this audience of believers, which is great, and people who know the power of God, we want the power of God to enter into medical thinking. And I think it's very important to recognize this message then. The brain controls the body as God controls the earth, and most of society will not go to a psychiatrist. Every doctor is eventually going to be retrained as a brain health doctor. The four cornerstones of brain health are in my book, Edge Effect. They are energy, learning capacity, stability, so you don't have to get stoned and drunk. That's our whole culture right now. Oxycontin, narcotics. Narcotics relieve anxiety. Marijuana relieves anxiety, and alcohol, and heroin, too. So we have a society that's really, really addicted to the wrong things. And ultimately, the Word of God, if you can get into it, is the most calming thing, because it really allows you the faith and belief that there's something more than this present difficulties of our lives. So, but unfortunately, we have a culture that's incredibly addicted. I have inositol and brain calming nutrients for anxiety. I have brain energy nutrients for fatigue. We have leptin busting nutrients for weight loss. We have a whole sleep regimen. And these are the cornerstones that you must master. And it's also really what we need to teach our children. So when we take on a new brain health medicine, we also create a new pediatrics. Right now, the pediatrics is strictly a vaccine capitalist business. We all want capitalism. Jesus is a capitalist in the Bible. He commends the servants who multiply the talent. But we have to be careful that in medicine, that the purpose of healing is healing, not the purpose of selling. And all of us are challenged by that, because everybody likes to make a living. And vaccines alone will not create a new pediatric. The new pediatrics is brain health for children. And the brain health for children will raise up a whole new generation. We need the Word of God taught on every station. We need the President of the United States reading the Word of God and teaching it to our society. We need an entire new teaching. The only person that really, one of the great teachers of the Bible, of course, in American history is Abraham Lincoln. From the Gettysburg Address to his inaugural address, he drew upon his self-taught Bible knowledge to be the comforter and Messiah in chief.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, Dr. Braverman, but I want to thank you so much. You have so much knowledge, and I will be praying that the Lord continues to use you to bring about good health in people, and may He give you all of the energy that you need to do what you are called to do. So thank you so much for being my guest today. God bless you.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor to talk to your people, and hopefully the wide range of ideas I share will touch more hearts that way.
Well, you certainly have whetted their appetites, I know for sure. Thank you so much, and I hope that we can talk again soon.
Bless you.
You too. Shabbat shalom. And now, my friends, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Paramalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem. Peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. If you haven't called in yet and shared how you've been a blessing to someone, I'll stay around for a few minutes if you want to call 222-2990 and win a coupon for bagels. Shabbat Shalom!